Yo, what is up, everybody? It's the Wise Guys back again with Connor Lee,
DJ Hattrick,
Special K.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's great to be back. It's the first day back, baby.
Are you serious?
Maybe. It might be tomorrow.
I don't know.
We might just be here prepping.
Dude. Are we the only ones here?
Are we dreaming?
Are we?
Are we dreaming?
Pinch yourself.
I think I'm here. I think, I think I'm here.
You think you're here? All right, okay. Okay,
hey,
okay.
Anyways, if y'all don't know, it's the 100th year, Warren Central anniversary.
Dude, we've been here for a minute now.
100 years. So wouldn't
that be my gosh. Whew.
That's surprising.
Imagine just like 100 years ago today. Not today, but like 100 years ago this year, the school opened up its doors to people.
Yeah.
Imagine how tiny it might have been back then.
Like 102
And then
years
now look at it now.
Now we're like one of the biggest schools in the state.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're hauling each class almost 1,000 kids.
On this radio station.
It's crazy because my grandma went here.
Your grandma went here?
Yeah.
Your great-great-grandma?
But it's my grandma.
Your great-great-great-great-grandma?
It's not that far back.
But no, 100 years though, it's a special year for Warren Central High School. We're going to make it a banger of a year. This year is about to be on everybody's highlight reel. Everybody's gonna love this year.
Banger of a year.
Banger of a year.
Anyways, I think we should get started off with the summer. How was the summer?
Yeah, Kyla, how was the summer? We got to start off with you, man.
All right, so most of the summer I basically just had baseball. Like baseball every day. And then now I'm gonna say it. Did y'all see the Barbie movie?
I did see the Barbie movie. I did.
See, I think it was all right. I don't think it was the best movie. I don't think it was great. But
It was cool. It was kind of like a stupid funny.
Yeah, exactly. It was a stupid funny. Exactly. But I will say, though, they did get some good points across, like how the world runs today with like women not having the face of like some of their companies and stuff. Mm-hmm. I will admit that like the Barbie movie had some good points on that, but it was kind of dumb.
It was kind of dumb. I kind of felt weird going to watch it, like five guys just going to watch a Barbie movie.
Hey, but you know, I was all up in that pink, though.
Five guys went to go watch Barbie movie with you
too, but yeah.
Golly.
Right. We're walking in. Are we sure we want to see this? No.
You guys,
did you wear pink?
Yeah, did you wear pink? Didn't. Well, I was decked out in pink. I was decked out.
I didn't know we were going until we showed up.
Yeah,
I had the pink button up. I had the pink undershirt and I had the pink golf shorts.
Golly, dude.
I was decked out. TJ Maxx had everything, I'm telling you.
I can't wait for pink out with you.
Yeah.
Pink week.
Pink out. Oh.
Bro, pink week will be a banger. Amazing. But no. I didn't know I was going to go see the Barbie movie until my girlfriend called me like 5 minutes before it started playing. Like, hey, we're going to go watch this now. And I'm like, can I have time to take a shower? She's like, yeah, hurry up though.
We got to go see it now.
No, it's funny because the Barbie movie on Instagram and stuff, all their funny reels, like you get there.
Yeah.
It's like 8 tickets for what movie?
Bro.
And then they're all decked out in the Barbie boxes and the pink.
Dude, I will admit though, that when they're driving that pink car down that long road, if they don't hit the gas pedal, I swear.
That's what I said.
Dude, they're going like 3 miles an hour, and it started making me mad. Like in the middle of the movie, I'm telling her, I'm like, bro, if they don't hit the gas, I'm fighting someone.
The animation was comically funny, though. It was on purpose, but it's
a Barbie doll. Yeah, so it's like, you know, like if you had little sisters or whatever, and you like remember her getting Barbie dolls and like the playhouses and the toys and stuff, that's how it was.
Exactly.
And so, like, it was spot on. It really was. But I did go see the new Transformers movie too.
I saw that a while ago. It's amazing.
So we went with her dad, and her dad was like, I'm not watching this, so I'm gonna go buy me another ticket and go watch Transformers. And so that's what he did. And so the Barbie movie ended. We went out to the middle. We're like, hey, where are you at? And he's like, oh, I'm in this studio watching Transformers. It just started 30 minutes ago. Just run in here real quick. And so that's what we did.
It's a great movie though.
It's
a top tier movie of this.
The Transformer was definitely one of my favorite ones. I was a little scared when Bumblebee. Did you see it?
I've never really been into Transformers. It's not like I don't like it. Like I don't have anything against it. I just don't watch it.
Okay.
Okay. That's understandable. But like, dude, when Bumblebee, like when he died, bro, exactly.
You just spoiled it.
I was shivering in my timbers. You just say you're not a big
it's
fan of it.
It's been out for a while. You should have watched it.
I want to see Oppenheimer too.
Dude, I want to see Oppenheimer.
I think I'm gonna go this weekend. You know, Oppenheimer looks pretty good.
I think I'm gonna go this weekend.
I haven't seen the trailer. Is it good?
All I know is that there's a big bomb like in the middle of the movie.
No,
and you're supposed to like feel the explosion.
It's about the guy who built the atomic bomb in World War II.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going then. I was already sold when they said that you can feel the explosion. So I'm going now for sure.
Now, Caden, let's talk about your summer now. We're done with mine. It's yours.
Yeah, I heard you went on a little vacation, man.
I had a good summer, man. I went to my summer camp. Week after that, we went to Colorado.
Colorado. What's out there?
I'm telling you, Pikes Peak, there's Rocky Mountain National Park. There's tons of wildlife. The elk, all a bunch of stuff that I've never... All right, We're not doing that.
I'm just messing. All right. It sounds awesome. Yeah, it's fun.
It's cool being out in the mountains, like especially if you've never been before.
Oh, yeah.
And but anyways, I'm telling you, the weather out there.
Dude, it looked beautiful.
It's midsummer. The hottest it gets is like 80.
Bro, what?
We're out here suffering in Indiana.
Bro, out here in April, like 107.
Right.
Dude,
right.
In the middle of winter, like -5.
Anyway, to answer your question, Kyler, we had a house. I mean, we called it a cabin, but it was really just a house.
It was a house.
It was cool because it had like a basement and a loft.
Ooh.
It was
Airbnb.
Nice.
I stayed on the bullet couch in the basement because I didn't really want to sleep anywhere else.
Okay.
Hey, man, you don't live there, so sleep anywhere you want.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And then I didn't really have any closet space since I was on the pullout couch. So, and there's like a little kitchen area in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just put all my clothes in, like, the drawers.
How long were you there? A week?
Yeah, I was there for a week.
Dude, I saw it on your Instagram story or whatever. It looked beautiful. Yeah, it looked nice.
Like, other than that, after Colorado, I was, you know, football, of course, mm-hmm. conditioning, you know.
Co-captain.
Not fun, but it's worth it. It's
co-captain.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was just hanging out with friends, you know, chilling.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I keep on seeing her on short. Like, every other day is, like, something new pops up. Like, you're always getting, like, friends over. Like, bro, where are you at right now?
Gotta have fun.
I guess.
How about you?
My summer was good. It was mainly football, and then football and work, of course. But mainly, I don't know, I hung out with my girlfriend a lot this summer.
Okay.
Like, I really got to connect with her family and stuff. I'm going to their family reunion Saturday. So... That's a big deal. That's a big old deal.
You gotta put it on your nice face.
Oh yeah, I gotta put on my nice face, nice shorts, nice underwear, nice shirt, nice socks.
It's a fancy event. Not like fancy, but you get what I'm saying.
Oh yeah. I gotta dress to impress. That's definitely what I gotta do.
Yeah.
Kyler, what was your summer, man? I know you got to see the Barbie movie, but what about baseball?
Actually, it was just basically baseball. We won. A lot of tournaments over the weekends. We won two tournaments, so
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, what team did you play for?
Warren Pride. Yep.
Okay.
This year, it blew my mind. We're actually switching to the Midwest Astros, so a bigger organization.
Are you going to cheat like the Astros?
No.
You sure?
Hopefully. Not.
You sure?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So
we'll see.
Bigger organization, more people out to see you.
Okay.
That's about all. Baseball, family. My birthday's this Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday.
All right, I'm coming over. I'll be there.
Big 1-5.
Yeah.
You're 14.
Yeah. 15.
14.
Well, you'll be 15, though?
Yeah. Well, God. He's a little late birthday.
Children, dude.
He's got a late
you
birthday.
Child.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Going to the state fair. That's about all.
Dang, I don't think we go to the state fair every other year, like every couple
I go
years.
Every year.
This
I go
will
every
be
year
my
in
first time going.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
Dude.
Okay.
They
okay.
have all your foods there. Your chicken tenders, your pizza.
No. You're not eating that stuff. Look, here's what you're going to do.
You need to go get you a deep fried Oreo. And a $30 chicken leg.
No, listen. You need to get the donut burger. It's two.
Oh my gosh.
Two
yes.
donuts as the bun with the patties and the lettuce. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
And then, I'm telling you. This is like the most unhealthy thing of all time, but you got to get it's the
but
funnel
who cares?
Cake. It's the
who
funnel
cares?
Cake. Well, the funnel cake is just
it happens once a year.
I
You'll
think
be fine.
The elephant ear is better.
Elephant, I like elephant ears, but I think funnel cake is just it's just amazing.
Yeah,
powdered
yeah.
sugar on there.
I haven't had a funnel cake in forever, dude.
Me neither.
But
that's why
elephant
I'm going.
Ears though, elephant ears are so good.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. My mom like terrorized me though when I was a kid. She was like, "Yeah, them elephant ears is a real elephant ear." I'm like, bro. I'm not eating that right now. And she like tried
That's
to hand
like
me
an
one.
April
I'm like,
fool's joke.
And she tried to hand me one. I literally smacked it out of her hand. I'm like, I'm not eating that, mom.
I'm telling you, like with the funnel cakes, there's like Oreo, there's
Dude.
Birthday cake. I bet they got churros there.
Oh yeah, I bet. And no, what you really need to do
have
though,
Reese's too. Ooh,
what
yeah.
you re- what you really need to do, get you a deep fried Oreo, And then what I've also seen some people do is that they'll stuff a donut with deep fries or deep fried Oreos.
That sounds good.
Yeah, now I might have to try that.
Nah, I'm hungry. I want State Fair to come now.
It's only 8 a.m., but I'm still pretty hungry.
I didn't eat breakfast.
I've never tried it, but have you guys ever tried deep fried butter?
Dude, they had that a couple years ago.
It's like a State Fair thing. I don't know if you guys ever tried
it. Oh, my gosh.
I can never eat that. It's butter.
It's good.
It's so unhealthy. And then fry it.
I got big for a reason, and it was the steak. them deep fried butters. Oh, my God. Dude, it's literally a stick of butter that's deep fried. It's so bad, but it's so good.
It doesn't sound good.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. But what you really need to do, though, is get you a $30 turkey leg that's like the size of you.
What? Mm.
Dude, the turkey legs are
massive. You're just going to walk around with two turkey legs in your
hand? Yeah.
I did that a couple years ago.
I'm going on a ride. I'm still going to be eating it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully you don't throw up.
Dude, I went on the Karis wheel with it.
With it?
Yes, with it. I was just saying.
It didn't fall out your hand?
No.
You didn't throw up?
Dude, it wasn't going that fast.
I had that grip on them turkey legs. And then I went on the Ferris wheel. Oh. Yeah, I went on the Ferris wheel with it too. And we stopped at the top. I was literally just standing there looking down at people.
I bet y'all wish y'all were me.
Oh yeah. Dude, I felt like I was the king of the world. But later that day, though, I did not. That hurt my stomach so bad.
Yeah, you're going on a spinny thing.
Eating two massive turkey legs. And I finished them, like, down to the bone finished them.
Jeez.
Like, there was no
meat on
that.
Yeah, that's like $80 for two of them.
Bro, worth it. Worth it. I'll do it again. Well, that'll be all from the wise guys today. We'll catch you on the flip side. Catch y'all later, baby.
See you later. Bye.